Good afternoon, and thank you for joining ABA's podcast today. I'm Jamie Bollier, Senior Vice President for Executive Education and CEO Programs at the American Bankers Association. Today, I am joined by Nathan Moore, Chief Strategy Officer at CFM, and we're going to talk about how a simplified transaction solution is cutting costs and attracting rockstar associates. Nathan, welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you, Jamie.
Well, why don't we go ahead and dive right in? We're talking today about your solution, Nomatics, and I'm wondering how can Nomatics allow banks to achieve greater sales growth and have more advisory conversations with customers?
Yeah, so I think if we back up a little bit and kind of look at the problem we're trying to solve as a first step, and the problem is, and I guess first and foremost, CFM is a technology company, and what we do is solve for technology gaps specific to the financial industry as it relates to transforming branches, becoming more retail-like, and therefore, you know, achieving better relationships with clients as they interact with financial institutions. And a lot of the barriers have to do with integrating systems, which is our day job, is integration, especially into core and seller platforms. So Nomatics was born out of what we saw as a problem in the industry where people are trying to create, I mean, a lot of buzzwords here, but I'll define them because they have a lot of different meanings. But one that's very well played out is universal associates. However, the universal associate model strategy is the correct one. And it just a lot of technology gaps get in the way of creating that truly universal person, meaning that that person can greet the client at the door, can solve, answer any questions they have. They have all the tools at their fingertips to do not only transactions, but to advise, onboard, problem solve. And it's all in one person. So that's not only a better experience for the client when they walk in and they get that in other parts of retail that they don't typically get in our market. And then it's a better experience for the associate themselves because they have all the tools they're solving. They're not having to hand people off. And then overall, it has a sales lift. So when you have that more advisory approach, you become trusted. You can have a conversation, uncover needs, connect products and services to those needs in a much more effective way than what typically happens in our world is that you have a transaction zone with transaction people called tellers. And then you have more of the advisory zone with bank, personal bankers and MSRs, if you will. And those two don't meet in the middle very well. And that's where the universal associate model starts to fumble. And what we heard from the market was that as they try to hire these more advisory type folks, they really aren't bankers. They don't have a banking background. I'll quote one of our primary research, one of the folks that we spoke to said that they've tried this and these folks just end up firing themselves. And so what he meant by that, this gentleman meant by that, his institution is he brings these people on from, say, a Verizon store or, you know, someone that is in that more retail focus line. But when they get to trying to learn how to do teller transactions, they don't know how to balance a drawer. They don't know how to do any of those components. And they, as we all know, if you don't balance a few times in a row in our industry, you're gone. So they can have these really great strategies, but bringing those two together was difficult. So Nomatics was born to put the most basic teller transactions. So like call it like the 80% of the reason people walk into a branch would be, you know, like a cashing a check, getting cash, checking balances, paying on a loan or a mortgage, something like that. So all the really basic stuff that they would do. And putting those simple transactions in a simplified interface, a touch first interface to put those in the hands of those advisors. Because all the other tools, if you imagine like untethering an associate now, they can be on a laptop. They could even be on a tablet if they wanted to. I know tablet's another buzzword in our market right now, but really what it's about is creating mobility within the branch so that experience can actually come to life where I can greet, Jamie walked into my branch and I was this naval associate with this tool. I'd greet you at the door. I'd find out what you came in for. Maybe it is you need to cash a check or you want to get some cash. And I can do that through that simplified interface, but also maintaining a conversation with you to uncover more needs. Maybe why are you doing that? And then hopefully move into more of an advisory conversation and uncovering maybe some more products and services that I can help you with along your financial journey. So I guess backing up there, that's the problems Nomatics was solving. And the gap on top of these applications, these transaction applications being very, very complicated for just the basic stuff. Teller applications are great. They're very deep. They're needed for a lot of functions, but that basic stuff, it tends to be just difficult for non-banking people to grasp. But then you have the back end of that in what about solving for the hardware itself? And so the platform also, if I'm going to do a cash transaction, I have to go from that simple interface to something to process that cash transaction. So typically we would leverage a cash recycler for that. But the model typically in our market is that a cash recycler is physically attached to a workstation, which then tethers an associate and or a teller right to that workstation. They can't move around the branch. So Nomadics helps break those chains, letting everybody share that, in this case, that cash recycler for cash or a check scanner or a check printer or whatever the case may be for those transactions. So problem solved, the problem we are solving for, and then that's in a nutshell what Nomadics is and what it enables.
That's fantastic. You know, you've touched upon, you know, staffing and training staff that may not be from the banking industry. Do you have examples of how Nomadics has helped banks with retention of that staff?
Yeah, I don't have any stats on the retention side, but what I can share is that what we typically hear is to bring on, let's say we do hire these advisory minded folks, it can take up to 6 months of training to get them to where they're proficient at even some of the basic stuff. It can be upwards of a year to get proficient on everything they have to do transactionally. The onboarding and the more advisory systems are much easier for them to grasp. They probably use some of those, you know, CRM tools and onboarding tools or something similar to them in their previous lives. It's the transactional side that's very, very new to them and very difficult for them. If you take that, you know, 6 month window, if you will, of full onboarding, you know, that has starts with obviously, you know, a couple of weeks of training and then getting into the wild a little bit and shadowing and it goes on and on as they build their education. Nomadics, what we've seen is when we deploy Nomadics, we put the tool into their hands. We teach them how to use it. It's touch first. It's very, very intuitive. I mean, they can do transactions within 4 hours. It's not difficult. I mean, the example would be in that example that I gave you. If you walked in and said, "Hey, I want to get some cash," I hit a button that says withdraw. I have now your accounts. We can figure out what accounts you want to pull that cash from and then walk over and use the closest recycler. So it simplifies that. And what that enables them to do is to get up and running and being functional and then having those conversations much, much faster.
Yeah, that's really fabulous because, you know, we know that number one, the war for talent is real, and the better banks can power their staff with the tools they need to be successful, especially coming from a different industry, potentially, the better the bank, better off the bank will be. You talked about how Nomadics helps the advisor work across all different facets of the bank. How can Nomadics then be incorporated into a branch network strategy?
So if we look at, I think I'll hit on potentially the branch design. And so if you look at the older branch format inside a branch, right, the older formats, very, very focused on security, on securing the asset, which is cash. And so that's why you have that physical teller line barrier, sometimes even an actual VR glass barrier, which those still exist. but if you look at the other parts of retail, they've done a great job at opening their spaces. They want to be hip to hip. They want to greet at the door. And they want to be able to do anything that you need when you walk in, to be that single advisor. Those older branch designs are not conducive to that. It goes back to that separation of duties and cold handoffs. And it's a very confusing situation for your average consumer, having been trained by the rest of retail what this should look like. Again, in order to make that more retail-like design happen within our market, it starts with opening up the branches. You can still secure the cash. That's what cash recyclers do as a key function in our market. And then to break the chains of, I have to sit next to this workstation to serve and to transact, to break those chains, you need to untether that associate and give them a laptop, give them something that they don't need to be working on a workstation with. But then that disconnects them from the physical space of transactions. And there again, that's where Nomadics comes in to round out that strategy of finally getting hip to opening up, and then people can share the transactional hardware on the other side. Completely changes the flow and the design of a branch from a retail strategy.
That's fabulous. Sounds like a wonderful product that could be a great value to banks across the country. Anything else that we should know, Nathan?
One more thing I think that's important. I'll speak to self-service. So there's a big movement. When I say movement, I guess more a lot of discussion, but there are some deployments of self-service kiosks. And, you know, self-service kiosks, we've seen pretty much every other part of retail, especially transactional retail, you know, big box stores, hospitality, you know, Southwest being the perfect example. But we're now seeing that move into our market. where we have now in branch self-service kiosks that are coming to bear. There's a lot of different styles. There's obviously the two-way video kind of ATM approach, but there's also just the beyond a smart ATM, but an actual transactional kiosk for self-service. Now, Nomadics also, which realize this movement's coming, Nomadics also can leverage those kiosks, not only to monitor them, but for that full service transaction. And this is a game changer for the strategy, for the self-service strategy, because now if I'm the financial institution investing in self-service kiosks, which is a big investment up front, I know that I have not only the self-service strategy in place, but with Nomadics, I have a full service strategy as well within that same location. And so now I don't have to rip off the band-aid of self-service, have this massive investment, shove something in a corner, and just hope people migrate to it. It fits into the whole branch strategy, and I can migrate my clients over time and not worry about the people that may never adopt self-service. You know, they're coming to a branch because they want to talk to somebody, so that we can't forget that segment of our market. So
yeah, banking is a people business, and sounds like you've got the right balance of potential convenience as well as self-service options for customers.
Yeah. And it just depends on the transaction volume. So higher transaction branch volume branches probably would lean more towards a self-service kiosk with a full service side. If you're in a new market, more advisory market, probably no self-service. You want to take advantage of every at-bat, if you will, as people walk in the door.
Excellent. Well, Nathan, if our listeners want to learn more, how can they reach you?
The best way I can think of to reach out to our team would be an email. Obviously, I'll give you our website first. So our website is whycfm.com. So whycfm.com. Lots of good information there, including this solution we're talking about today. And then to reach out to one of our experts, an email to advisors@cfmsfour.com. And that gets to a broader team of our experts that can answer questions.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Nathan. This was a valuable conversation.
Yes, thank you very much. I enjoy it.
See you next time.
Thank you.